Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and thank you so much for tuning back in with us. And this is our second hour, 7 to 8 here, and Jennifer, and
we have so much energy here this morning with that last interview.
Did you get a good night's sleep or what?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And again, God, we had obviously the ladies from Shave It, and all you have to do is go in and mention the Kim Pagano Show, and you've got to taste Shave It, so definitely.
It's amazing.
It really is. So, and they've got an amazing story. So, again, if you are just waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry Gapa. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
And Jennifer Chastain.
I'm doing great.
And
thank you,
Tom
Kim.
Tom Spence.
Hello there, Kim. Another beautiful morning as we carry on here this morning.
There you go. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 08-419-0008. Today we are on this hour, we're going to be talking with Valerie Young, and she's going to be talking about her book, The Secret Thoughts of Successful Women. We're talking about women, aren't we?
This is a show for women.
But then we have Tim O'Neill and Tiana Bender, and they're going to be talking about the Ventura County St. Patrick's Day Parade. And so we'll be talking a little bit about that. And then I got a little surprise. We've got Tim Kazurinski, and he's from Wicked, the musical. So he's going to be talking a little bit about that. And I'm so excited. I went and watched it. And, you know, it's over at the Pantages. So
it's a great show.
Have you already seen it? I've seen it. It's great.
Yeah,
it was really good. So anyways, I'm so excited to have all those guests. And, of course, we have lots of giveaways. So, Tom, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Let's see what we have. Mission Oaks Cafe gift certificate. We have that going on this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. We also have the $25 Lazy Dog gift certificate. Love that place. Great place to take the family. Catch me if you can in Simi Valley at the Cultural Arts Center, presented by the Actors Repertory Theater of Simi Valley. Along with that, Old Jews Telling Jokes got great reviews on this one. Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza all the way through the 15th of this month. So we have, along with that, a little bit of music. The Buddy Holly Story, which they call Buddy, at the Fred Cavley Theater. We have Civic Arts Plaza presenting the Joffrey Ballet. Along with that, in Thousand Oaks, we have Roseanne Cash, also at the Civic Arts Plaza. Continuing NTO, Caneo Players Theater, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And that's NTO, Moore Park Road off the 101. That's where you find the Caneo Players Theater. The Denise Butler Photography, we have that session. It's a one-hour in-studio, local on location, up to two people. And finally, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, Amazing Automobiles, is still there.
There you go. And let's just start off with the Buddy Holly story. And we've got tickets for that, 419-0008. 419-0008. We've got that is going to be going from 312 to 315. And also we've got Old Jews Telling Jokes. Let's give some tickets away right now. And again, anybody that's just joining us right now, give us a call at 805-419-0008. We're different than all the other shows. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of the team members will get back with you. So I'm so glad that you are here with us. And again, let's bring our first guest on, Valerie Young. Valerie, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome, welcome.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're going to be talking about.
Sure. I'm going to be talking about something called the imposter syndrome. And if you haven't heard of that, it's that kind of nagging sense that I've just been lucky or people just like me. And as Mike Myers says, he's still waiting for the no-talent police to come and arrest him.
Oh, God, I love it. Okay. And now, so how did you come up with this name and this is that something that people deal with?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I want to be really clear. I did not actually coin the term. It was coined in the 1970s by two psychologists, Dr. Pauline Clance and Dr. Suzanne Imes at Georgia Tech University.
You know, I'm laughing at that because, you know, often as therapists, sometimes we have our own personal issues. And, you know, some therapists are transparent about it. Others aren't. Same with life coaches. And so we always say, you know, I don't necessarily call myself an imposter, but sometimes we wonder, God, if I haven't dealt with all of my issues, can I really help someone else? But sometimes, you know, when you're the most sensitive, you can help someone else. So I don't know if that's what you mean by imposter.
Well, not so much, but I do have to say that personally, I wouldn't go to a therapist who had not experienced some imposter feelings. You know, some of the brightest, most capable people on the planet, Kim, have this feeling of, it basically is a feeling of I'm in over my head and they're going to find out. And it really comes from having these very exaggerated notions about what it takes to be competent. So we're never quite satisfied with our performance.
So you're saying that you acknowledge and appreciate someone that might have traces of imposter syndrome because that makes them more real and authentic.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I also think they have, I really consider them to have more emotional intelligence. Because look at the opposite, Kim, the person who is so arrogant that they see no flaws in themselves.
So they have no growth, I guess. I'm going to stop you right there, right? So I mean, to me, it's funny, every day that we get started on the radio, every week, right, I'm like, okay, it's like my first day all over again, and I'm trying to be my best. And so, you know, but I have to say, there comes a point in time, shouldn't you be like, I've been doing this for years, this is it? I mean,
maybe it's that energy you're using towards, I don't know, that energy is positive in my mind.
Yeah, because you always are trying to get better.
Yeah, absolutely. You're trying to push yourself to the next level every single time you sit down.
And for some people, it absolutely works that way. For other people, though, unfortunately, it discourages them from ever, you know, sitting down to write their children's book or to start their business or to grow their business because feel like they'll never know enough.
I have to just remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Valerie Young. We're talking about her book, The Secret Thoughts of Successful Women, and why capable people suffer from the imposter syndrome and how to thrive in spite of it. You know, it's interesting. Years ago, when my kids were really young, I went into like one of those pottery places, right? And I had this vision. I always have these visions. Do you guys have those?
An idea.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, I thought we had a bar and I wanted to put placemats for each one of my children. So I had them, I thought of this great idea. So I went in and I painted all these different tiles. And so of course, some of the people were like, what a great idea. And they were in and out. And here I am, like tracing and making sure everything's like size. And the lady's like, seriously, okay, you are too much of a perfectionist. Just do it freehand. I'm like, freehand?
Are you crazy?
Yeah. So anyway, she's like, that's the art of it. That's what you have to do. And it kind of comes, you know, I plan all our shows. We never keep with what we're going to talk about or our suggested questions. It just comes from your heart. And that's what I finally get it. They came out amazing. And, you know, I had like my little baby, you know, the feet and the handprints and all that. But it was just, you know, when I finally just kind of gave in and was passionate about what I was doing, it all worked. So I really get this book.
But yeah, and, you know, you're absolutely right, Kim. A lot of people are perfectionist. And, you know, here's the good news, though, about being a perfectionist. What it means is that you really do care about the quality of your work. But to your point, the part you have to let go of is thinking everything has to be perfect. Because you're right, there's a lot of creativity in perfection and just, you know, going with the flow and being genuine.
I have a question. Now, why is it that women can be in a big position, like kind of you were telling earlier, of maybe anything that they're doing, and there's that little voice inside their head that says, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. I can't believe I'm smart enough to do this. I can't believe I really got here. Where does that come from?
That is so true. I love that.
Yeah, well, it comes from a lot of different places, no one place. And I also want to say it's not just women. There are really a lot of men who feel like imposters as well, but it does tend to be more prevalent amongst women. And one reason is that the research shows that girls and women internationally across culture are more likely to internalize or kind of blame ourselves when we make a mistake or we're, we fail or if somebody criticizes us. You know, if you say that report was inadequate or that interview was inadequate, what we hear is, I'm inadequate. And boys tend to externalize and say, well, the teacher didn't give us enough time to study. My boss is a jerk. What does he know about good design work? So, you know, that's one thing that's problematic, because people who feel like imposters experience shame when they fail.
I find that so interesting. You know, I was thinking about my ex-husband. You know, I speak, and it's not my favorite thing to do, and I have to walk through a lot of fear. And he would say, why do you even put yourself through that? And, of course, thus ex-husband. I mean, although he was my biggest champion. But the deal is, you know, he just wouldn't walk through that stuff. He just wouldn't. And so I find that to be really interesting. What does that mean when you actually are, when you have the courage to walk through that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, the other way that, and again, we're always generalizing, you know, all men aren't the same and all women aren't the same. But generally, women do kind of ruminate and hang on to things more. So if somebody does criticize you or, you know, God forbid, yell at you at work, you know, we just go over and over it in our head. And men are more likely to go, forget about it. Stop thinking about it.
I love it. So for anybody that's just joining us right now, Valerie Young, we're talking right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. A lot of these thoughts actually hold us back, correct? I mean, so how do we kind of go through it? And if anybody, you know, is just tuning in with us right now, we're talking about that imposter syndrome. What are some of the things that could help us?
Really, fundamentally, it comes down to three things. One, Kim, is to normalize the feelings, to realize that up to 70% of people have had these feelings at one time or another. So, you know, this is the good time to break it to your listeners that they're not special. If they feel these feelings, like, guess what? So do, you know, Tina Fey and Don Cheadle and Kate Winslet and, you know, millions and millions of other people, very successful people around the world. So take the shame out and go, yeah, these are normal feelings. Everybody has these feelings. And the goal is to kind of talk yourself down faster. It's not to never have a moment of doubt, because that's not real life. That's not realistic.
Wow. You know, it's interesting. I don't know about you guys, but I love The Voice. That is like my favorite show.
Great show.
It is so positive and inspirational. And you know what? I mean, they always talk about have four chair or three chairs, turn around and see if we're going to turn around. How stressful is that just to start off with? Right. And yet, so they always kind of like tell them, and even if they don't make it, they give them like, you know, here's what you need to do to work back
for next time.
Yeah.
Because you're coming back and you're great. And one of these times the chair will turn around.
Yeah. And so I kind of want to share this book in that sense. If you have something that maybe you've been a little nervous or that, you know, you don't think this is really your job or your position. And it's something that you really want. Walk through it and look at it from the outside and say, I can do this.
I always say, put out there what the worst case scenario is if it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And once you kind of deal with that, what that situation, that scenario will be, then you can do it because you know what the worst case scenario is.
There you go. And you know, it's interesting, Valerie, I see that you use, I don't know if you use it, but I used to use it, fake it till you make it. Okay. And now I was like, I got to a place in my life and I was like, I don't want to fake it till I make it. I want to walk authentically through my, you know, my life.
Makes us more real, and I think people appreciate us more.
Yeah.
Let me be really clear on what that term means and how I'm using it. It's not to be inauthentic. It's that people get the false notion that you have to feel confident to act confident. Or you have to feel confident before you can do something. And so we run around getting more and more degrees and credentials and experience, you know, kind of waiting to wake up one day and on that day that I'm not going to feel any fear, any anxiety, total confidence, and then I'll go do this thing that scares me. And the reality is that's not how change works. You have to change your thoughts and think the things that non-imposters think. Then you change your behaviors by doing the thing that scares you. You know, I mean, so many people get up on stage, they're terrified. Joan Baez used to go, you have to excuse yourself on the stage, go and vomit and come back.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand, I understand.
Absolutely.
The same
so that they weren't faking it, but they were kind of, you know, pushing through and saying, you know, I'm going to go out there and sing, even though I have anxiety or I have fear and I'm not 100% confident.
And so what I was trying to ask you earlier is, what do you think that says about the person who does it anyway?
I think they're, you know, in touch with what it takes to challenge yourself.
Yeah. You know what, Valerie, we didn't really ask you, what's your background, and is this your first book?
This is my first book with a major publishing house, with Random House. I have, you know, a number of self-published books, but I have a doctorate in education and social justice, and this is actually when I first heard about the imposter syndrome. I was a graduate student, and I heard about it, and I was like, oh, my God, that's me. And I looked around the room, and all the other graduate students were nodding their heads. So I ended up doing my dissertation more broadly on the topic of women's kind of self-limiting patterns and behaviors. How do we hold ourselves back?
I love it. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Valerie Young, The Secret Thoughts of Successful Women. What are some of the best tips that you can leave us with for our listeners and ourselves, right?
Absolutely, for ourselves. Because I take the fake it till you make it as like, just keep doing it. If nobody catches you, you're good. You're
yeah.
like,
well,
you're,
you know, it's interesting because my mom said on the radio, that's not going to work for you. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean it's not going to work for me? And then I was like, you know, I'm going to be myself. You know, sometimes I get a name wrong. Sometimes that part I get. But, you know, I really still believe in just walk in there, do your best.
Absolutely.
And then it's going to start to happen. That to me is what fake it till you make it.
That
is.
Me too. That's what I think too. Just keep doing it
not
until
like. Not being yourself is not, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But just. If you believe in yourself, someone else might be like, okay, she's got this.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, Valerie, what are the best tips?
Well, the best tips, I think, are, as I said, normalize. But the biggest one is to reframe. People who don't feel like imposters are no smarter or more capable or intelligent than any of the rest of us, us being people who feel like, who've identified with this imposter feeling. The only difference between them and us is that they think different thoughts. So they go into that interview or they're asked to make a presentation or walk out on The Voice, which is a perfect analogy, and they think different thoughts. So on The Voice, what I love is the participants who they're crushed. They're crushed if nobody turns around. But they take the advice and they say, I'm going to really use this to make myself stronger. Whereas people who feel like imposters, sometimes what they do is they would take that as an indicator that, you know, they should just give up and throw in the towel. But it's really about how you handle failure and mistakes. It's about how you define competence, which is, hey, I'm human. You know, I have a chapter called The Competence Rulebook for Mere Mortals.
Oh, okay.
You probably should be going into the rehabs and talking to the clients that I work with, because a lot of them really do struggle with low self-esteem. And I think if they had this information, sort of like just do it anyway. You know, it's okay to have those feelings, acknowledge it, and do it anyway.
Yeah, and to feel entitled, you know, as Kim said, to feel entitled to, you know, mispronounce the word, you know, or name. We're human. I was in front of 800 people, and I said to them, as Henry Ford once said, and then I completely forgot what Henry Ford said. And I know that quote, but what he said was, failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently. But I completely forgot it, and I just cracked up laughing.
I love it.
And so, I use it as a teaching moment.
Leave us with one positive thought and that can help us that we're going to find in your book.
Well, I think it's that consciously we're afraid we're going to fail, but I think unconsciously a lot of us are afraid of success. Or in other words, our fear of being inadequate pales in comparison to our fear of being extraordinary.
I love that. All right. And where do we find your book?
You can just go right to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And order it. Or you can go to impostersyndrome.com, which is my website.
There you go. You know, Valerie, I'd love to have you back. You got a lot of info there, and I love your, you know, the feeling. So thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you both. Thank you.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, I love to give back. So we've got a $25 Lures gift certificate, and all you have to do is call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And
do you know what I'm doing right now, Kim?
Tell me.
This week I have been over at Surfaces USA because I'm redoing my bathroom, and they have so many great things to choose from. I know they're one of our sponsors, and I just wanted to give a shout out to them and let everybody know that if you are looking to put tile or stone or anything down, you have to check them out. They have so many choices right here in Oxnard. You don't have to go to the Valley. And there's so many things to choose from. It's not just granite anymore. I mean, the stone, even just plain tile, is taking such a turn. I mean, there's so many things to choose from.
It's such a makeover for, I mean, you could do it a little tiny.
You only have to do a backsplash, and it could completely change your kitchen. And if you're not comfortable making a decision, there are designers there to help you, to sort of guide you through what you might like. Definitely, if you're looking to redo something, check out Surfaces USA here in Oxnard. And their phone number is 805-604-1568. And they have a website, www.surfacesusa.com.
There you go. Thank you so much. I'm glad that they are part of our team. And if anybody out there has a business or an event that's coming up and you want us to shout it out for you, give us a call. We want to be involved in everything out there at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if you are interested in getting one of our newsletters, you find out everything that's happening, and we are growing like leaps and bounds. So we would love you to get that. So when you call in, say, I want to be on the newsletter to get one every week. It will be emailed to you. Our next guest is Tim O'Neill. He's been here before, actually last St. Patrick's Day. And we are going to be talking about the St. Patrick's Day Parade. And this is their 26th annual. We've got Tiana Bender with us, too. And so stay with us. We're going to find out a little bit more about that, and we hope that you will join us out there for that. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and let's put another little giveaway out there. We want our phones to be ringing off the hook. How about How to Succeed in Business Without Even Trying? That's over at Caneo Players Theater, and that is March 13th through April 12th, and we've got tickets for you. 805-419-0008,
419-0008. Stay with us. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Have you always wanted to meditate but weren't sure where to begin? In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a new necessity. Audrey Walzer, director of the Camarillo Yoga Center, has taught hundreds of people in the 805 the fundamentals of non-religious mindfulness meditation, which is scientifically proven to downregulate the stress response. Visit the mindfulness page at www.camarilloyoga.com and listen to what people have to say about Audrey's remarkable 9-week mindfulness course, beginning soon. Make a healthy, balanced life your project for 2015. www.camarilloyoga.com. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction. Whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet, Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, and that is our recovery of life and anything that you're waking up to.
really, that's what it is all about. And again, from 2 to 3 right here. And again, gosh, you know, we just want you to be a part of our show. And I want to remind you, if you haven't tuned into our 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then 2 to 3, and we all of our shows are different. We offer completely different guests and completely different things, and we hope that you can listen, learn, and laugh with us.
Yeah, today's show is about recovery at 2 o'clock. Yeah, the sober side of recovery, the brighter side of recovery. And I just want to remind everyone, if you are struggling with an addiction, there is Sober Recovery Center at 866-435-0504, 866-435-0504. And they do look at the whole person. It's a dual diagnosis program. It's for the underlying issues and the addiction.
All right. Our next guest is Tim O'Neill and Tiana Bender, and we're talking about County Ventura's St. Patrick's Day Parade. And welcome. Thank you so much for joining us again this year.
It's great to be with you, Kim, and thanks a lot. And this is our 27th annual County Ventura St.
Patrick's
Day Parade.
Wow. So, okay, we got another year. You guys were here last year. I don't know if she used the last
one. Ventura people know how to
party.
Make a celebration.
We
out
celebrate
of everything.
Everything out here.
And this is a growing parade. It's been around for a long time, as you know. But there are now over 100 entries in the parade. There's over 1,000 people in the parade.
1,000
kids,
people.
Families, kids groups, boys and girls clubs.
How beautiful.
Dances, dancers, horses, bands. We have an inflatable green pig who's actually in his 25th year in the parade. And with me today is our Irish belle, Tiana Bender, who's a 16-year-old junior at El Camino High School here in Ventura.
How do we pick our belle? And we talk about that a little bit.
Well, we have a committee that has about 28 active members, and the committee itself it comes to us with nominations and people, and so we start to get to know who the candidates would be. And Tiana was just our hands-down choice this year. She's a phenomenal young lady and has a history herself that's really wonderful.
Oh, well, let's hear from Tiana and ask her a little bit about her history. Welcome, Tiana, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Hi, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how did somebody pick you or do you enter?
I was picked by one of the board members, and I was just very honored to be picked.
How fun. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Well, I was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma when I was 13 years old.
What is that?
It's a bone cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had a year treatment of chemotherapy and radiation, and now I've been in remission for 3 years.
Yes,
yay.
I love the brighter
That's
side.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because, you know, it keeps getting closer and closer to all of us, and yet there is a brighter side, and we just want to keep hearing that it's not over. And what was your initial thought? I mean, when you first heard it, obviously we were scared. We go through all that, right? But look where you are today.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So if you can leave us with something that would be the brighter side, what helped you through all of your you know, scaredness?
Friends and family, for sure. Just having that support always through that whole year.
Wow, so glad. Thank you so much for sharing that. So what are you going to be doing in the parade?
I will be sitting in the convertible waving. And
Irish belle precedes the entry from the committee, which is the great inflatable green pig. So she'll be riding in a convertible in front of the committee's entry. But also, I just wanted to mention that Tiana also is a second degree black belt in Taekwondo and as an instructor as well.
My
so
gosh.
She's a busy lady.
I wow. love it. And you're a junior?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Now, can we see your parade wave really quick? And we'll let the audience know
what
we think
of
it.
There you go. We should
have
taken
been practicing
video
it. Very
time.
Nice.
That's beautiful.
That's terrific.
And what a beautiful smile you have.
She
Tiana.
Really does.
You are the perfect belle of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
And in fact, on the 14th of March, it's going to be her 17th birthday.
How perfect is that?
Happy birthday. Wow, that's great. Tell us about the theme this year.
The theme this year is honoring our troops. And we've got just a whole bunch of people to thank and to be grateful for. So we're inviting this is for past servicemen and women as well as present. And we're getting a whole bunch of support from the community on this and in Ventura County and Point Magoo. There are going to be, I think, 200 naval sailors are going to be in the parade themselves, leading in front of the Grand Marshal. The Grand Marshal this year is Jeff Gurrell. He's a two-tour Afghanistan war veteran, and he's also a commander for U.S. Naval Intelligence Reserve. So he's a local guy.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be great to have him and also to be saluting that, all of our troops.
That right there is near and dear to my heart. My son-in-law is a Marine, and so grateful and thankful that he's home and he's been on the front line out there. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, you hear of all those things, and we can do nothing. We can do anything and everything to, you know, salute them and to say thank you. So,
you know, it's amazing because one of the people that's coming to the parade is a Tuskegee Airman, Robert Friend, and he is going to be riding in the parade on that Saturday. He's 94 years old, and he was one of the first African-American pilots to serve in the U.S. military, assigned to the 332nd Fighter Group, and was stationed in Europe during World War II.
Unbelievable.
He's a special guy.
You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We've got Tim O'Neill and Tiana Bender, and we're talking about the Ventura St. Patrick's Day Parade. And, you know, I do want to remind anybody is how, where is it? How do they get there? And tell us all about that.
Well, the parade is Saturday the 14th of March, and it begins down at the Mission, and that's where it begins, and it moves up Main Street to Laurel Street, and it's about a mile route. It's not a big one, but there's a lot going on in that space of time. People are welcome to come and enjoy the day. The streets are closed down for the parade, and it's like an open party. And a lot of families and a lot of friends of the parade that over the years have been coming. They're probably we're expecting 7,500 to 8,000 people along the parade route. And it's just a growing thing. It's really a celebration of life in our community. It goes beyond St. Patrick.
Love that. How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it, I came on with a pig, actually, in 1991. And that was like the third year of the parade. And we actually got together some committee members and raised money to have this grand inflatable, 12 feet high, 20 foot long, inflatable green pig. And he became kind of the star of the show.
So what does that represent?
Well, it represents, for one thing, it's the Irish making fun of themselves a little bit at the same time. And if you can't laugh at yourself, you know, you got to start somewhere. But it's just been a really popular thing with the kids. And now we've got... kids who have grown up and bringing their kids.
Isn't that amazing?
To
see it's a full
parade.
Circle. I love stuff like that.
I love St. Patrick's Day. It's such a fun holiday. I love that. Now, do you sell on top of the parade? Do you yourself celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
Absolutely. I with family and friends, but it starts off with a parade, okay. And then it kind of carries through for the rest of the day. Even though St. Patrick's Day itself is the following, you know, it's on the 17th.
Right.
Of March, but we always have the parade the Saturday before.
So what's some of your traditions for St. Patrick's Day?
We like to tell stories, and some stories that we make up, some stories that have come down to us from our parents or their parents, or leaving Ireland, and most happened during the famine, during the 1860s, is when a lot of the Irish left Ireland. And that's where a lot of our histories began.
Right. And what about the four, the clover?
There's two things. There's the four-leaf clover, and that's certainly, you know, one of an Irish thing, but also the shamrock. The shamrock
Three. Okay, yeah.
And that's what St. Patrick used to try to convert people to Christianity. The shamrock is, it's one flower, but it's three leaves. So Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Right.
One God.
That's interesting. Okay. So, tell everybody who's going to be there and what kind of food and what are we expecting?
Well, we're expecting like 100 entries. So we're going to have a lot of people just in the parade. But the restaurants are open. We have a little bit of things on the streets as well. But it's mostly people encouraged to stay downtown and enjoy the downtown and take a walk over to the beach and enjoy yourself. And it never fails to make everyone really joyful and celebrating.
Do you make a traditional dinner? And you know where I'm going with that, right?
I know where you're going with that, but I'm not a favorite of the corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. I love it. And so you don't love that?
Not particularly.
Do you like that?
I love it, but I actually love a St. Patrick's Day party. And I have a friend who every year would have the best St. Patrick's Day party ever. And one year she actually hired a leprechaun. And he just like cruised around the party.
What does a leprechaun do?
He literally just cruised around the party all night. But it was the best
making
party
people's wishes
ever.
Come true,
oh,
right?
Is that? Yeah, I think he did magic.
I think
I'm
might have done magic. But it was. She always has, that's like her holiday. And she
really?
Always
Isn't that fun how different people, and is she Irish?
I think her husband is. She is, but her husband definitely is.
Their
last,
had a boyfriend.
Their
had a
last name is Murphy,
that day, which is pretty funny too.
Yeah, her last name is Murphy, and their daughter's name is Megan actually, and they spell it M E A G I N, which is the traditional Irish spelling.
Very good. Yeah, and leprechauns are for good luck.
Yeah.
Too. I mean,
good luck. Okay.
You might find that pot of gold sooner or later, and it might be a leprechaun that helps you get there.
I love it, and especially when you see those. All the different, have you been seeing them?
All the rainbows and the
rainbows,
double rainbows that people are seeing. It's amazing.
All over Facebook, double rainbows everywhere. So
in Ventura last week on my way home. I couldn't believe that. And I was reading what the spiritual meaning of that is. And it's very interesting. It means transformation.
Oh.
Now, I think we should dye the ocean green like they do in Chicago, but they dye the river.
Oh, we'll be all over that, okay?
That would be good. I was in Chicago for 5 years, and that was Mayor Daley's favorite thing to do. But also I want to thank our sponsors, because without the support of a lot of the community, we wouldn't have it. And our major sponsors are Wells Fargo, Union Bank, William L. Morris Chevrolet, Dargan's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Ventura, Georgino Development, California State University, Channel Islands. And those are our major sponsors. But we have a lot of sponsors that come in and help us. It costs $300 to get a band to come and play in a parade. So we have band sponsors. And that way we're able to get more participation.
If somebody still wants to be a part of this, a vendor, a sponsor, where do they go and who can they get in touch with?
They can get in touch with the committee. And, in fact, it's not even too late to have an entry. We have families that come and want to bring all their family.
Good. Last year we did this on the day. We were talking like going, get down there, you know. And I know that we've been involved in this. And I think it's such a great – I love things that happen every year and people get to look forward to it. Yeah. And what a great thing to bring all the family out.
I'm curious, Tim, what gets you – why are you involved in this? I mean, I don't know if this question was asked.
Well, part of it was like a community thing. At the time, going back then, I belonged to the Downtown Ventura Association, which went into community councils and things of that sort. But there was all a group of us who were trying to really support downtown. And one of the things we thought would be great was to have a parade. And the Irish kind of got it together.
It's really changing, right, downtown? I was just there, and I hadn't been there in a couple of years. I can't believe all the new restaurants.
Yes.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And it's always going to be like a block or two from the ocean, no matter which way you look at it.
But is it always going to keep its kind of hippie, cool,
I think so. I mean, in those days, like it was always like the diamond in the rough, but it's not so rough anymore.
Yeah.
And it's really starting to flower.
Yeah.
But, you know, some of those same shops are still downtown that were downtown a long time ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the clothing stores and things of that sort.
All right. Let's talk to Tiana for one more second here. And Tiana, thank you so much for being here and also for sharing your journey. What does it feel like? Have you ever been in a parade before? I know we always like as kids and, you know, we always think of parades and we watch, you know, my daughter was in the Hollywood parade, the Christmas one, and we all went down there to see her. But what does it feel like to you?
It's really exciting. I haven't been in a parade before, so I'm just really excited to feel those feelings when I'm there.
Yeah, what a great memory. Anyways, again, everybody get down to St. Patrick's Day Parade. Tim, one more second. Tell everybody where to go.
Yeah, where you go is, first of all, if you want to still enter, you can. Or if you want to be a sponsor or call the committee at 643-4275. That goes straight to Jim Monahan, and he'll pick it up and take care of you. And in addition to that, if you go to our website, www.VenturaSt.PatricksDayParade.com, you'll see the whole layout of things. But come early. It starts at 10 o'clock. Make yourself comfortable. Walk around. Look at the floats. Talk to the people. And enjoy yourself. And after that, we have an awards trophy celebration. This is all being also filmed by local Channel 5, Caps TV, Channel 6.
Okay.
And they've been doing a live broadcast of the parade for a long time. I get to announce the parade with my buddy, Jerry. And so we enjoy it very much.
You have a great voice.
It works. And for the parade, I'll tell you, it's an exciting time.
There you go. Well, I hope we have really great weather. And, you know, I mean, it's just another great event here in the 805. So thank you so much for letting us be a part
of
the brighter side.
Good to see you again.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we've got more to talk about. So glad that you are here. I do want to remind you, we are here from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then we've got another show from 2 to 3. And I would love to give some tickets away. How about Roseanne Cash? And that is March 20th at 8 o'clock at the Civic Arts Plaza. Give us a call, 419-0008. 419-0008. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805.
J. Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us.
We're having
us.
photo wars.
No,
that's right.
You are. So anyways, again, you know, I'm so glad that everyone's here with us today and starting your day in a positive way. And, of course, we've been giving lots of stuff out. And I want to give out a Mission Oaks Cafe. We actually just went to a wine pairing there, and it was amazing. I mean, the food was perfect, and it was stuff I had never even tasted before, so I love that. Anyways, let's do that right now. Let's give a gift certificate out to Mission Oaks Cafe, and that is 805-419-0008. 419-0008 is the number to call in, and all you have to do is leave us your name and your number, and we will get back with you. One of the team members will get back with you. So keep trying. It's all about that. Anyways, our next guest is, I hope I could say his name right, Tim Kazurinski. Is that right, Tim?
Kazurinski.
Okay, Kazurinski. I got it. All right. And I'm so excited, Wicked, at the Hollywood Pantages and Theater. We were going to talk about it. And, Tim, tell us a little bit about what you do and who you are.
Well, it's an amazing show, and I am the luckiest guy in showbiz because I'm getting to play The Wizard of Oz.
So that's amazing.
So that you're the guy behind the drape, right?
That's it, man. They say it's good to be king. Well, it's great to be wizard, let me tell you.
I love it. I love it. So,
especially since I live in Chicago, where it's 196 below zero and it's 2 feet of snow, and I'm in Los Angeles singing and dancing. Hello.
You're probably loving this weather. It's beautiful.
There you
that's
go.
That's incredible.
Now,
how dare you people call this winter?
And we're cold. I mean, I pulled out my winter boots the other day because it was raining for about an hour.
I know. And you know what, though? My heart does go out to everybody out there. I have to say, it's like enough already.
It's freezing.
Like, yeah, be careful what you wish for, right?
Yeah, at least I don't live in Boston.
Especially when there's scary freezes like a few days ago with that airplane at the LaGuardia.
You never know. So how did your work, I guess you used to be with Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah, 1981, 2, 3, 4. I just flew back for the 40th reunion. It was the best party ever.
Ever? That was a great show.
Oh, God. You know what? It was like you were allowed to make fun of people. I mean, right? You had permission, which is so cool.
Let me tell you. Even the celebrities were getting whiplash, whipping their heads around, looking at the other celebrities. Like, oh, my God, he's here, she's here. It was crazy.
Yeah, just the shots into the audience. It was unbelievable. I was constantly pausing, and my husband and I were like, this person's there, that person's there. We couldn't believe how many people were there that just came to see the show.
Yeah, it was nuts. And then the party afterwards at the Plaza Hotel was crazy. I left at 6 in the morning. My body is still saying, I'm going to punish you for this. It was, you know, Paul McCartney played and Elvis Costello. They're just jamming. Michael Bolton singing and playing guitar, of all things. And,
very cool.
And then Prince got up and performed. It was nuts.
That's awesome. Tim, how much? We only have, a week left of Wicked, right?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about it. And tell everybody, one, if you have not seen this, you want to go and see it. It's funny because that Wizard of Oz was one of my favorite shows growing up as a kid. And now they kind of just took the Wicked out of it, right?
You know what? It's a brilliant idea. It's the best, you know, musical of the millennium. It's a short millennium, but still. It's basically, it's the Wizard of Oz told from the point of view of the Wicked Witch of the West, who says, hey, people, that's not the way it went down. This is what really happened. And it's really, really clever. And the songs are fantastic. And it's a beautiful show. And it's funny. And you laugh and you cry. And you get the whole ride. It's astonishing.
I love the relationship between the Wicked Witch
and the Good Witch.
I mean, that's so funny how it gives you the background as to why she's green and their relationship together. It's really interesting.
Can you tease everybody a little bit with that?
Yeah, well, it's really about the relationship, you know, between the Wicked Witch and the Good Witch, and it's kind of almost goes back to high school when, you know, some people were popular and there those of us that weren't.
I won't sing, but I love that song. God.
Yeah, yeah. And also, it's about, don't get hung up on what happens in high school because you have the rest of your life ahead of you.
I
love that message.
So true.
Yeah, and it's also, let's remember that the Wicked Witch of the West is green, so she is a woman of color, whether that color be, you know, green, yellow, black,
I like that.
Red.
Okay.
So there's also that angle.
There's
and
something
as a wizard,
different
I get
about
to,
her.
Yeah.
Right.
As the wizard, I get to deliver the message that says, you know, don't believe everything that your leaders tell you, that you should question authority.
Tim,
I have that amazing,
amazing
message, line.
Is that a message that you would actually normally have in life?
Yeah, absolutely. The wizard has a line where he says, where I come from, we believe all sorts of things that aren't true. We call it history.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great line that, you should always question what your leaders are trying to feed you and make sure that it's the truth.
I agree with that, too.
I do, too, because you can do it respectfully.
Yeah.
And I've
always been one of those fourth runners. Okay, wait a minute. You tell me to go this way. Let me make sure that that's the right way, because you can't really listen to everybody in life, right?
No.
Yeah. It's not like, well, excuse me, why do you want us to go that way? Can I ask why? Oh, I can't ask why. I just, it's all about that. And it's just terrific. And it's great fun. You'll laugh and you'll cry. And it's That's kind of like life.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we are talking from the 805. We're talking about Wicked, and this is their last week of at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, and we're talking, I hope I get this right, Tim
Kazurinsky.
You say it so perfect because that's your name. Tell us about some of the fun backstage stories.
Well, you know, as an amazing show as it is to watch from the front, looking at it from backstage, watching what happens, that we have a cast of 32 and a crew of 46, and watching it all from the sidelines backstage is an even more fascinating show because, you know, there's eight monkeys flying around and there's two men on ropes, you know, operating each monkey, and, you know, it's phenomenal to see that all, you know, coming together. And when they go to the Emerald City, all of that dazzling stuff, there's all the people off to the side that are making the stuff happen, and the smoke, and there's, you know, explosions, and it's just fantastic to watch the pyrotechnics from the side. Our crew is just astonishing, and you know, there's another, besides the show you're watching, there's a real interesting show backstage. I didn't even know until I got this show that a lot of the actors in the ensemble sing when they're not even on stage, just to give more depth to the resonance of the sound in the audience. I'd like to talk to somebody, and they just like put their hand over my mouth. They start singing.
What is it like to do a show in Los Angeles? Is it different than other places? People always say LA is a world of its own. Is that really true?
Well, I have to say, I've been in 16 cities and 14 states in the past 15 months, and California audiences are the best because they're the hippest, the most aware. They get the jokes early, and, you know, sometimes in Salt Lake City, they're a little slow.
That's interesting that you said that. And in Europe, I was just listening to this where they lean forward and they're like wondering what you're doing. Here, we lean back and we like watch it because we're, you know, entertained easily.
It's so true. We're really cool.
Yeah, we are really cool. So, God, yeah. I love it. So, again, what are we going to find when we go, and anybody getting in to Wicked at this last week? Is it for kids? Is it adults? Is it for family members?
You know, it's for everybody. Anybody that's ever seen the Wizard of Oz, which is pretty much
everybody,
is going to get something out of this show because it's a very smart, you know, hip and funny take on a classic that you've known forever. And they kind of turn it on its ear and say, what if this happened instead of that?
I took my boys to see it, and they're young, and they loved it. They were at the edge of their seats the entire time.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people say to me, well, how young my kids can be? And I'm like, my God, you can take 6 years old.
Oh,
I have a friend in Las Vegas took her 5-year old daughter, and she was like obsessed. She wanted to come see it again. And the show's almost 3 hours, and she said she was so perfectly well behaved the entire show. And she just wanted to see it again as it was over. So
I love it. If there's one thing that stands out in Wicked, what would it be? Besides you.
I think that the two women that play the witches, Chandra Lee Schwartz and Jenny DeNoia, are astonishing that they can be on stage for most of the entire show and sing, I mean really belt, a dozen songs at the top of their lungs, and are able to do that 8 times a week. I'm in awe of them. They're really remarkable performers. They got such great voices, which they take care of all the time. But they'll dazzle you.
Okay. The music is amazing. I mean, the songs, my favorite song is Popular. And that, I mean, you leave singing that. And the minute I saw that we're going to be talking to you today, that was the first thing I thought of because it's such a fun song.
Leaves it in your mind. Tim, what's your next?
Stephen Schwartz, who wrote the music for this, also did Pippin and Godspell, and he's a remarkable songwriter.
I love it. Tim, where do you go after this?
I go home to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. We were just talking about that on our other earlier.
Yeah. Now, what's your next gig, though?
I don't have one. I am just going to go home and veg. I used to be a screenwriter. I wrote movies about last night, the original About Last Night with Rob Lowe and Demi Moore.
Oh, I love that movie.
And they just remade it with Kevin Hart and Michael Ealy and a Molly Ringwald movie called For Keeps. But I was a 20 years of screenwriter, so I'll go back and I'll just write another screenplay until somebody asks me to do another musical.
I love it.
My wife did musicals for 20 years, and I've done my second musical, and now I'm crazy about them, too.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for being here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing
Thank you, Kim, for having me.
Yeah, and again, can you tell everybody how to get their their tickets for this last week?
I think through Ticketmaster.
Okay, yes.
Wicked Ticks, if you just Google, and the Ticketmaster's doing it, or through the Pantages Theater.
Yep.
If they're selling like hotcakes, so
yeah,
better move fast.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much again. And Tim, I'm going to say this really good this time. Kaczorinski. Okay.
Yay!
I got it.
All
right. I love it. Thank you so much, Tim, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me on your show, Kim.
You got it. All right. Gosh, well, we are at the end of our show.
I wanted to ask him so bad about the Californians from SNL, and I wanted to say, that's where we're all living. That's where we all live with. The 23 meets the 101.
There you go. I know. You know what? It's funny because it kind of brings back all those little memories, you know? That used to be my favorite thing. We used to go down to my aunt's house. We would always have a dinner, and then we'd get to be able to watch The Wizard of Oz.
Isn't that fun? Well, because when we were young, it was only on once a year.
It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. It was a treat. Exactly.
Pippi Longstocking was like that for me, November and February.
Yeah. Anyways, again, I want to invite everybody to our 2 o'clock show right here. It is our recovery show. We're going to be talking to some amazing people. And again, join us and get involved in our show. Give us a call either at 805-419-0008 or give me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Facebook us, follow us, and become a part of the brighter side of life. Again, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Believe you can, and you're halfway there. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.